Hey, internet friends. Welcome to episode 2 of the Bible is Funny podcast. My name is Anthony Russo, better known to some of you as The Bible is Funny on Instagram. I am at my house. My kids are sleeping. My wife is here with me mixing up concoctions of essential oils. That's right. We are essential oils people. So if that's a deal breaker for you and you have to leave the podcast, that's fine. You know, you do you. I'm just saying a little dab of peppermint when you have a headache has never hurt anybody. So, you know, if that's all you take away from these 2 episodes of the podcast and you quit and you never come back again, you're lost. I will have all the essential oils, more essential oils for me. That's what I say. Getting into episode 2 of the podcast here. Today we're going to talk about lying. Today we're going to talk about an issue that was very big for me when I was a kid, and I'm excited to get into it. The story today is from Exodus. It is from Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. This is the story of Moses and the Ten Commandments and the golden calf. So for those of you not familiar, Moses goes up to a mountain and is talking to God and is getting the rules, the 10 rules, what would be the 10 commandments that he's going to come down. It's going to be kind of like the basis for so much of the civilization that would come from the Jewish people who were God's chosen people in the narrative of the Old Testament. So this is a huge deal, obviously. It's a huge, like, defining moment. Moses goes up to the top of the mountain, is meeting with God. He's gone for, a couple days. And it's, like, stormy and cloudy. There's all this stuff. People started to think he might have died. He might have died on the mountain. So they're kind of, like, moving on, and they decide to make this golden calf, which becomes a running problem for the Jewish people in the Old Testament. So Moses comes down. Moses comes down, and he's obviously ticked, breaks the tablets, which is such a great scene that I feel like we don't talk about enough. Because you imagine these 10 commandment tablets, it's like these just, I don't know, God is writing on tablets. That's probably an interesting thought too, is like, what's God's handwriting look like on rock? But in my head, it's like fairly sizable. Like, these are pretty big rocks. And Moses is so ticked that Moses, like, breaks the rocks that God just wrote on, which is, there's probably a lesson in perspective there. Like, yes, I understand you're mad right now, but God wrote on those rocks and he wrote all the rules that we're supposed to follow. Like, those are the main rules. We really needed those. And I feel like maybe in a fit of rage, you just destroyed them. So anyway, Moses is very upset, breaks the rocks, has to deal with these people and how they've followed after another God right after he's been up there talking to God. And he gets down there, and Aaron was the priest of the people. Aaron was related to Moses, and they worked together pretty closely. And so Moses comes down, he's ticked. And he has this great conversation with Aaron that starts in verse 21. He said to Aaron, this is from the NIV version, by the way. People sometimes ask me what version I use. And that's been the one I've always read my whole life, was the NIV. So that's what I use. That's like kind of my go-to. I have no strong feelings on this topic. So if you're one that likes to fight about that one, you're just not going to get it from me. When I was really young, I did the King James version for all my like Awana memory verses. So a lot of the verses I have memorized are in the King James version, but I read the NIV. Fun fact. So starting in verse 21, he said to Aaron, "What did these people do to you that you led them into such great sin?" "Do not be angry, my Lord," Aaron answered. "You know how prone these people are to evil." So I love that right from the start, Aaron, right out of the gate, giving Moses that. I mean, you know, I don't even have to say it. You know how they are. Verse 23, they said to me, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. So I told them, this is Aaron talking, verse 24. So I told them, whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off. Then they gave me the gold, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. End of verse 24. Whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off. They gave me the gold. I threw it into the fire. Out came this calf. Moses, to be honest, I don't know that I did anything wrong. In hindsight, you know, I was, you know, part of me was throwing the gold into the fire. I was like going to burn the gold. I was like making a point to say to them, you people and your decisions, this gold is done for. And then, you know, how am I supposed to know a calf's going to jump out the fire? This is the worst excuse. This is the worst excuse for bad behavior I've ever heard in my life. And now's where things get personal. I have come up with some bad excuses for my poor behavior. When I was a kid growing up, I used to lie all the time. I used to lie in like incredibly crazy ways. When I was in elementary school, I told my class, I was at a Christian school, and I told my class that it was just, I live with just my mom. I grew up with, for a period of my life, it was just me and my mom. And I forget even what we were talking about in class. I think it was pretty unprompted. But I told my teacher, I was like, yeah, my uncle and my aunt are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Here's the thing. I have like 12 uncles and aunts doing a variety of jobs, but none of them are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. So my teacher called my mom and was like, hey, Anthony told me today that his aunt and uncle are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. That's so cool. Do you have like pictures or anything? I was thinking it'd be cool to show the class. Totally blew up in my face. We're going to call that, you know, base level lie number one. Lie number two, I told everyone in my elementary school class a couple years later that my birthday party was going to be held at an Orlando Magic basketball game where we were going to watch Anthony Hardaway lead the Orlando Magic against Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls. How are we going to get to the game in Orlando? You guys probably don't know this. I live in like the Tampa Bay area. So, you know, it's like an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. I'll tell you how we're going to get there. We're going to take a double-decker limousine bus. How did I know what that was at that time in my life? I'm not even sure, but I had this thing explained in great detail. There was a pool, hot tub area. We were going to be hanging out in this limousine, double-decker. You know, ask permission from your parents now, kids, because this is going to be a rager of a 9-year-old birthday party. We were going to take this double-decker limousine bus to Orlando to watch the Magic take on the Bulls. We were going to sit directly behind Michael Jordan and the Bulls bench. Because where else would we sit? I mean, this is my 9th birthday. We're not going to do this thing halfway. We're going to go all the way in on this. And, you know, you might ask yourself, Anthony, under like, how could you have possibly justified any of this? Like, how do you make anyone believe it's true? And I'll tell you what I did for the second time. I talked about an uncle that I had that worked for the NBA, and he was going to hook this whole thing up. Very key to my stories was I had a lot of aunts and uncles. Nobody obviously knew what they did, so I felt like I had kind of some leeway to like make up backstories about them. So then we have my birthday party. We have my 9th birthday party or whatever it was. It was close to that. And everyone comes over to my house, and we hung out, and we had like, it was super fun. It was like one of the birthdays, maybe you have like elementary age birthdays and some of them stick out to you. And that one was a really good one. I just remember it being really fun. All my friends came over. And this one kid at my party goes, this was great, Anthony. Like, this is even better than the party you were telling us you were going to have. And my mom was like, oh, Anthony, tell me more about the other birthday party you were going to have. So that was a secondary lie. That was going to be what we call our medium lie. And my biggest lie, because maybe that was bigger in like grandeur, but this lie, I regularly left things at school. I always left my thermos at school. I don't know if everybody did the thermos thing, but for me, a thermos, I would get like SpaghettiOs or some sort of like canned soup, and it would be made that morning, and it'd be hot, and then it would be put in the thermos. It was like super exciting to me. The thermos idea meant you were having this like really good, everyone's going to be jealous of your lunch that day because you're going to get like hot SpaghettiOs and meatballs. Still love SpaghettiOs. You can't go wrong with SpaghettiOs. Recently found out 20% of your daily vitamins and minerals. That is insane. Or vegetables. There's something that you need that you get 20% of when you eat a can of SpaghettiOs. Let that sink in. You eat 5 cans of SpaghettiOs on any given day, and you have 100% of something that is recommended that you get for a whole day, which to me is like, we should all be eating SpaghettiOs 5 meals a day. So I leave my thermos, I leave my backpack, I leave whatever I brought to school. I was in trouble for it all the time. And one day I came home and I had left my backpack, and they were like, so I would go to after school, and then I would get picked up. And so, you know, you're in after school, you're hanging out, you just run to get in the car. I don't know. I wasn't a responsible kid. Hopefully you were. So I get home and they're like, where's your backpack? And I'm like, well, I'll tell you what, it's not my fault. definitely not my fault. Here's what happened. I was going to get it. I was going to get it. And then the after school person wouldn't let me go get it. Cause it was like outside of the area that we were supposed to be in. And the follow up question was something like, okay, well, when you were going home and we picked you up, why didn't you grab your backpack? Well, here's the thing about that. The, janitor had picked it up. Janitor picked it up. Wasn't even sitting there when I could have gone out and get it. Okay, Aunt, why didn't you talk to the janitor about just getting your backpack because it's got all your homework in it and stuff? Here's the thing about that janitor. That janitor had been eyeballing my backpack. In my opinion, this was an inside job from the beginning. Can I be honest with you guys? I don't even know if I forgot it or if it was stolen at this point. I came up with the longest story. I was sitting at my kitchen table for what felt like 2.5 hours working through the details of this story before my stepdad was like, yeah, you just forgot your backpack and this story is like falling apart all around you. So listen, this is what I'm getting at. I know about coming up with excuses and I'm obviously very good at it. So from an expert's opinion, I can tell you, this is one of the worst excuses ever given of all time. They gave me the gold, I threw it in the fire, and out came this calf. I don't know if I have it's definitely one of my top 10 favorite verses in the Bible, because I just think that this is such an honest, like, we've all had this moment. We've all had this moment where we're downplaying our role in what happened, and we know we messed up. We know we didn't do what we were supposed to do. And we're just trying to minimize the damage as much as we can. And I just love imagining Aaron's mind going through this story and thinking, here's the good news. I don't come out looking that bad in this version of the story. Here's the bad news. This version of the story doesn't make any logical sense, Aaron. Completely crumbling. You can feel Aaron, you can feel Moses' sigh after that response. Okay. You threw a bunch of gold in the fire and the calf jumped out. Yeah. Okay. Well, no, that's good. Yeah. That makes sense, Aaron. My positive in this whole thing is, this is one of the things I love about this project. Aaron's character in this story, Aaron's the priest of the Israelites. He's the priest of the Jewish people. He's the priest of God's chosen people. He is before this and then he is after this. He makes this huge, colossal mistake. And then when called on it, he doesn't really own up to it. right away. I mean, he's just, everybody is going to mess up. And even when you mess up and when you're caught red-handed messing up, you still might be messing up. You still might not be on the other end of it. And the good news is, you're not disqualified. God continues to use Aaron after this moment to lead the Jewish people spiritually. He's a really key player in the early story of the Jewish people. And he messed up and he came up with a terrible excuse. So whatever you've done and whatever excuse you've come up for why you did it, just know, hey, we see you. We know the real story. And you know what? You can get past this. We forgive you. God forgives you. You can let the flimsy story go. We know the calf didn't jump out of the fire. We just want you to know that we know that so that you can stop holding on to the calf jumping out of the fire narrative. Nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it. And the good news is it's fine. It's fine. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has bad days. The great theologian Miley Cyrus said that. Or Hannah Montana. My memory of the episode is skewed. That's episode two, folks. Bible was Funny podcast episode two. Please tell your friends to tune in to the Bible was Funny podcast. Subscribe, share it, write a review. I feel like a review is involved, and I keep wanting to go to Yelp, and I'm sure that you don't Yelp review podcasts. But, you know, help us out. Help spread the word. I love you and I like you.